Mario Ritter Jr.
I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Ukraine is reportedly claiming credit for an explosion in Moscow that killed the Russian general in charge of the country's nuclear, biological, and chemical defense forces. Authorities say Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov and his assistant were killed when a bomb planted close to a residential apartment building was detonated. The bomb was hidden in an electric scooter parked near the building and detonated remotely. Kirillov was charged on Monday by Ukraine's security service for the use of banned chemical weapons in Russia's nearly three-year-old invasion of Ukraine. News outlets say Kyiv's claim that it was responsible for Kirillov's death came from a Ukrainian security source. Kirillov was also sanctioned by Britain back in October for deploying chemical weapons against Ukrainian forces. One person has been killed due to a powerful earthquake that struck the Pacific island nation of Vanuatu Tuesday. The U.S. Geological Survey said the 7.3 magnitude quake struck about 30 kilometers off the coast of the archipelago's main island. The quake triggered a tsunami warning that was called off less than 2 hours later. Several buildings in the capital Port Vila were damaged or destroyed, including one that housed the embassies of the United States, Britain, France, and New Zealand. A spokesperson for the U.S. Embassy in Papua New Guinea said its embassy in Port Vila had sustained considerable damage and was closed until further notice. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says the Army's top-ranking officer has been arrested in connection with President Yoon Suk-yeol's short-lived imposition of martial law. General Park Hon-soo, the Army's chief of staff, has been charged with playing a key role in an insurrection and abuse of power. VOA's podcast, The Issue, connects the dots, helping you understand